Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Okay, thank you for this opportunity to share my own little sense in this conversation. Yeah, the need to spread the message of a new Nigeria. Yes, it is actually very, very important at this point. It is very, very important at this point because from my own observation, from my own end here, the things I've seen and heard people say, I just know that this one thing is actually lacking in us, it's love. It is actually important for us now at this point to actually spread the need, the message of the new Nigeria. Because to me, each time I hear the word new Nigeria is possible, I actually see in my mind or in my imagination, it's a country whereby everybody, every citizen sees themselves as brothers and sisters. A country where citizens don't, as in we don't see, okay, and there's no discrimination among us. I don't count myself, I'm from the south. I don't see myself, I'm from the north. So because I'm from the north, I'm better than the person from the south or west or east, you understand? It's a nation where there is love. A nation where people actually look out for others, not themselves, because this current Nigeria, I see it as a nation of selfish, wicked, and how will I put it, demon self. Because those people in powers, they are the ones that have passed down this ideology of me, myself and my family. As long as it is good for my family, everybody, every other person go to hell. You understand? So that's culture have been passed down from leadership over a long period of time to the man on the streets, to the end that everybody now sees themselves as, I want to survive. Once I survive, I'm fine. But they forgot to realize that if they survive and every other person dies, who will they enjoy their lives with? It's to now be a lonely, dark place, full of fear and terror, because everybody will be suspicious of the other. That is what I see in this current nation. Hence, the need to actually spread the message of a new Nigeria is possible, where no Nigeria is actually more valuable, important than the other Nigeria. We see this person and say, oh, you don't even care whether the person is from the south or is from the north. And Peter Obi has actually been telling us this message. He has been consistent in it, and actually making us to see the need for us to fight for our nation. Because if all of us leave this country now and say, okay, because Nigeria is actually in this messy situation, I don't care, I am leaving. You go to a foreign land, and let's say one day those people wake up and now say that, no, you can't stay anymore in my place, go back to your place. Where will they come back to? Is it a nation that is already destroyed in ruin? Is it a nation that has no love at heart anymore? So this is the best time for us to actually fight this fight. And we can only fight this fight by passing the right knowledge and by living it by our own life, like we ourselves, us that are yearning for this new Nigeria. All we need to do is actually living out what we want. This change starts from us. How do you treat your neighbor? How do you treat the next man on the street? You as a worker, a superior, how do you treat those underneath you? How do you see people? Yes, our orientation and value for human life. How do we see them? How do we see people? Do we see them as objects that we just used for our advantage? Or we see them as real human that we need to, like, oh, I need this person to survive. This person needs me to survive. Is that our mindset? So it ought to actually start with us. Then when we start treating people well, then those people too will start learning from us how to treat others well. And you see, by so doing, we're actually passing the right knowledge and cleaning our country, cleaning the system. And together, we'll now build that momentum that we can actually use to fight the leaders. Because the leaders are no more than the citizens. We are actually more in numbers. The numbers is in our favor. But for us to actually have these numbers together, we need to come together and start showing love, as in start living a life of love. And because that's the only way. That's just the only way. Student needs to know that you go to school in order to provide solution to the many problems in Nigeria, and not I'm going to school to just get certificate so that I can just get anywhere to just get a job that will help me feed myself and my family. As long as I'm fine, me and my family, we are okay. And that is actually wrong. Developed countries actually did not get developed like that. They actually saw the problem in the land and they asked themselves, okay, what can we do to solve this problem? And that is the reason why, that is the reason for education. That is the reason we go to school. So we need to encourage students in school now that the reason why they are in school is not actually to make money. Money is actually good, but money is actually not the main thing. Whatever you are doing, you are actually going to render it either as a service or as a product to human. So if that service and that product is actually bad, you know that you're actually killing that person you are actually offering that services to. So when you know that the end product actually goes to the humans that will consume whatever product or services it is, then and your heart actually goes out for that person, you want that person to live, you want that person to enjoy life, then your product and services will be quality. That's way we are actually, I'm studying because I know I want to impact life, not just because I want to make money. Because that's the reason our leaders, our current leaders, all they want, all that is going through their heads and mind is, I want to make more money, I want to make more money. And so they don't even care the process by which they get to that place and how they make the money. All they just want is they want to make the money. At the end of the day, when they make the money now, their life is very, very miserable. Because you ask yourself, what will a legislator need a 160 million vehicle for? Why is it needing a bulletproof car if actually the country is secure and safe? Will it be needing that? It then shows that it is actually selfishness that is the root cause of that desire to actually have a bulletproof car. Because it's not even concerned on solving the insecurity problems in the land, but he's actually concerned on how to get himself secured first, not minding the citizens that will actually suffer the consequences of their actions. So we need to come together, tell ourselves that we are all in this together. It is about us first. If there are no Nigerian citizens here in Nigeria, there will be no country called Nigeria. So we need to actually come together and tell ourselves that for that new Nigeria to be possible, we all as Nigerians, we need to start seeing ourselves as Nigerians. We need to start loving ourselves. We need to start seeing ourselves as brothers and sisters. That new Nigeria, when it finally comes, it will not just be an empty space, but a place or a space filled with people that genuinely love one another. So this is the reason why we should actually spread this news of one Nigeria. And it actually begins with us, with how we treat people around us, with how we actually treat people around us. And love is the only way out. Love is the only solution to bring this new Nigeria that is possible. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ricky. I don't know whether we should continue the space, though, because I think you said everything that I think you said everything that we really want to hear.